KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's 65 degrees with partly cloudy skies in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Marissa Hovde, KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Medicap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon, offering a full line of diabetic supplies and savings on your next prescription. On Wednesday, August 21st, the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office executed two search warrants in Villisca, the first being at 113 North 4th Avenue around 9 a.m. 41-year-old Chad Jason Ritgers of Villisca was arrested and charged with three counts of delivery of methamphetamine. He is being held on $50,000 bond. Also arrested was 38-year-old Misty Marie Herring of Villisca. She was charged with child endangerment and is being held on $2,000 bond. As a result of the second warrant on 609 East 8th Street at approximately 3:20 p.m., 35-year-old Jill Curran of Villisca was arrested and charged with criminal mischief in the fourth, possession of methamphetamine, and additional pending drug charges. Curran was held on $1,000 bond. The Sheriff's Office was assisted by the Department of Human Services Child Protection Division. KJAN Newstime is 7:07.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon. At Medicap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At Medicap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to Medicap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to Medicap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with Medicap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
On Thursday, August 22nd, the Adams County Sheriff's Office arrested two people. 43-year-old Matthew Desher of Corning was arrested and charged with aggravated assault after he walked into a Hy-Vee store and threatened an employee with a knife. He is being held on $2,000 bond. Also arrested Thursday was Tara Squibb of Corning on a warrant from Union County. She is being held on $300 bond. An open house for the newly opened Visitor Center at Lewis and Clark State Park will be held today from 2 to 3 p.m. The Visitor Center, overlooking Blue Lake, showcases five replica boats used on the Lewis and Clark expedition, including one that is fully operational. They'll also have educational displays focusing on the flora and fauna discovered in the Monona County area during the expedition, and displays depicting how the historic expedition was carried out. The construction of the Visitor Center was made possible by support from Monona County, the Friends of Lewis and Clark State Park, and the Iowa Department of Natural Resources. Sioux City has won another round in its fight with the state over two speed cameras along Interstate 29. The Sioux City Journal reports that a judge on Wednesday rejected the Iowa Transportation Department's request to dismiss a temporary injunction. The injunction has barred the state from removing the cameras and related signage. Judge Jeffrey Polson said the state failed to prove the cameras were obstacles in the roadway. The judge granted the temporary injunction last month. Assistant City Justin Vondrak says the city will seek a permanent injunction to keep the cameras in place. A prayer leader at the Islamic and Culture Center Bosniak in Des Moines has pled not guilty to sexual abuse charges. The Des Moines Register reports that 40-year-old Nerman Spahik waived his right to an initial appearance and entered the plea Thursday. Johnston police arrested Spike last week after a 42-year-old woman and her 18-year-old daughter told police he had abused them during a religious ritual at their home. Spike later denied sexually abusing them. He was charged with sex abuse and sexual exploitation by clergy. A report by the country's five largest mortgage providers says Iowa homeowners have received nearly $40 million in relief through a national settlement. Iowa Attorney General Tom Miller says in a Thursday news release that the reports by an independent monitor shows more than 1,100 homeowners in the state have received money under the national mortgage settlement. The average amount of assistance for an Iowa borrower is about $33,200, which was received between March and June of this year. The report says 240 Iowa homeowners have refinanced their mortgages with an average rate reduction of nearly 3.5%. More than 640,000 borrowers nationally have received more than $51 billion in mortgage relief through the settlement. State agriculture officials say they are providing $1 million in funds to help farmers reduce runoff of fertilizer and manure from their fields and pastures. Iowa Secretary of Agriculture Bill Northey says the department has received overwhelming response to a program that shares the cost of installing systems designed to reduce erosion and runoff. The $1 million announced Thursday brings the total funds for the program allocated to farmers this year to $2.8 million. The department received $3 million in one-time funding to support statewide water quality practices over the next 5 years. Practices eligible for funding include cover crops that hold nitrogen in fields and no-till or strip-till practices that reduce erosion. So far, more than 700 Iowa farmers have applied to participate in the program. Authorities say two people found dead in their Sioux City home probably died of smoke inhalation. The two were identified on Thursday as Susan and Steve Smid, who were 58. She was a music teacher for the Sioux City School District. He worked for the district's food services. Their bodies were found inside their home on Thursday morning. Sioux City Fire Marshal Mark Asup says the fire started on the top of a stove and later died out because of a lack of oxygen. Firefighters found a smoke detector that was damaged by the fire, but it is unclear whether it was working. Firefighters revived the couple's dog, which was found in the home. KJAN News Time is 7:13.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon. At MediCap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At MediCap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to MediCap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to MediCap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with MediCap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning, Thomas Billheimer, 63, of Casey, died Monday, August 19th at his home in Casey. Funeral services for Thomas Billheimer will be held today at 10 a.m. in the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Hockenberry Family Care in Adair has the arrangements. Harold Reinke, 94, of Manning, died Sunday, August 18th at the Manning Plaza Nursing Home. Funeral services for Harold Reinke will be held 10:30 a.m. today at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has the arrangements. Herb Koenig, 103, of Helber, currently of Omaha, died Tuesday, August 20th in Omaha. Services for Herb Koenig will be held at 10 a.m. Saturday, August 24th in the St. Augustine Church in Helber. The Odie Twitt Funeral Home in Carroll is in charge of the arrangements. Joseph Claire Marnin, 95, of Stewart, died Tuesday, August 20th at the Stewart Community Care Center. Funeral Mass for Joseph Claire Marnin will be held on Saturday, August 24th at 10 a.m. in the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Nadine Joint, 87, of Casey, died Tuesday, August 20th at the New Homestead in Guthrie Center. Funeral service for Nadine Joint will be held at 10:30 a.m. Saturday, August 24th in the Casey United Methodist Church. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Leroy Schwenke, 81, of Messina, died Wednesday, August 21st at the Atlantic Nursing and Rehab Center. Funeral services for Leroy Schwenke will be held at 10:30 a.m. Saturday, August 24th in the Messina Baptist Church in Messina. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has the arrangements. Malin Lee Carruthers, 81, of Council Bluffs, died Monday, August 19th at Mercy Hospital. Funeral service for Malin Lee Carruthers will be held at 11 a.m. Saturday, August 24th in Epworth United Methodist Church in Council Bluffs. Maher Livingston Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. Helen Ruth Peterson, 98, of Council Bluffs, died Tuesday, August 20th at Bethany Lutheran Home in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Helen Ruth Peterson will be held on Saturday, August 24th at 11 a.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Boomer Township. Cutler O'Neill Meyer Woodring Bayless Park Chapel in Council Bluffs has the arrangements. Melvin Dennis Denny Dyke Longcore, 68, of Oakland, died Tuesday, August 20th at the Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. Graveside services for Denny Longcore will be held at 12:30 p.m. Saturday, August 24th at the Oaklawn Cemetery in Oakland. Reagan Veith Funeral Home in Oakland has the arrangements. Sharon C. Mealy, 77, of Macon, Georgia, formerly of Clarinda, died Sunday, August 17th. Memorial graveside services for Sharon C. Mealy will be held on Sunday, August 25th at 12 p.m. at the Clarinda Cemetery. Walker Merrick Funeral Home in Clarinda is assisting with the arrangements. The news is brought to you by Medicap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon. Stop at Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon and find out how to save money on your next prescription.